is here! The champ 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 is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the show today. Welcome to the show today. A lot to talk about, a lot to deal with. I want to start off talking about your president, President Trump. Now, let me say this. In the media right now, there's a lot of people talking about the possibility of Trump being impeached. And what the Democrats are trying to sell to everybody is, that, look, if we get the House and the Senate, it's a possibility of impeachment. Let me give you some news. It is no way on God's green earth Trump is going to be impeached. He's never going to be impeached, y'all. So you need to get that in your mind already, because the reality of it is this. In the history of this country, do you realize no president has been impeached? None. Clinton wasn't impeached because the Senate shot it down. Nixon wasn't impeached because he quit before they could impeach him. In fact, Nixon wasn't even going to leave office. The only reason he resigned from office is because he met with Barry Goldwater, and Goldwater told him he didn't think he had 37 senators that were Republicans who would stick with him. He needed 37. I think he had 33. And so Nixon resigned. This has not happened in the history of this nation. Not going to happen now. Trump made a very interesting point on an interview with Fox and Friends. He said, I believe if they impeach me, the economy is going to crash. That in itself is going to be a reason why these people are not going to impeach him. Not only that, let me tell you the Democrats and their thought process. Dick Durbin did an interview this morning. And in the interview, he was specifically asked if they got the House and the Senate, would they impeach Trump? And Dick Durbin said, no. No, impeachment isn't even, that's the furthest thing from our minds. We shouldn't even be dealing with impeachment. And the reason he said no is because he's thinking like an old school Democrat. And the way the old school Democrats think is, we're not going to do this to them because if we get into power, we don't want this done to us. Republicans aren't playing the game like that. Republicans are just like, hey, we doing what we want to do. And this is the difference between the two parties. And so for these reasons, no matter what happens, they're not going to impeach Trump. Now, is there a way they can get Trump to resign like they did with Nixon? I said this almost a year ago. I said, Trump's going to leave office, but it's not going to be in the way that people think it's going to be. It's going to be because of his kids. They're going to tie Jared, Ivanka, and Don Jr. to something with the Trump Foundation in New York. And before they charge them, they're going to go to this man and say, look, resign. Tell him you want to retire. You've done all you needed to do. You retire and you endorsing Pence. You endorsing the Republicans so we can keep your votes. And this will never happen to your daughter and your son. This is what I think is going to happen. I don't think he's not going to be impeached. He's going to be given the opportunity to resign. He's not going to be impeached, y'all. Y'all getting all these folks on TV. He committed a crime. He admitted that he... Look, now, the thing about Trump, though, is this. he's all over the place. You don't know what's the truth and what's not because he's all over the place, right? First, he said he didn't know nothing about the payment. Then he said, oh, yeah, I found out about the payment later. Then he's on tape talking about the payment. He's all over the place. Then he came out and said, look, people who flip, that should be against the law. These people flipping should be against the law. All these people, oh, if he pardons Manafort, he's admitting guilt. He's not going to pardon Manafort. He's going to commute the sentence. It's a smart move. It's the same thing that Bush did with Scooter Libby. You commute the sentence. Meaning that he doesn't do any jail time, period. Except for what he's doing right now. Once his case is over with in D.C., he comes in, he commutes him. It's still sending a message. And look, what's sad is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Did y'all see the press? Did y'all see her press conference yesterday? The president has done nothing wrong. There's no collusion. He's done nothing wrong. The president hasn't been charged with anything. There's no collusion. There's nothing wrong. She said it to every answer. And I want to know who her stylist is. I want to know who's styling this woman. Her stylist is off the chain, boy. Did y'all see what she had on yesterday? That was unbelievable, boy. I was like, damn, Sarah, you doing it like that? You couldn't tell her she wasn't fly neither. She was up there like, man, Trump has done nothing wrong. It's no collusion. He hasn't been charged with anything. That's all she kept saying. And her, she looking like a big old blueberry muffin up there. Her paste puff is poking out everywhere. And Melania in Africa right now with Tyrone. Oh, Tyrone, I'm so glad. I'm here in the motherland with you. Don't worry, Melania, baby. I told you I got you. Don't worry. You've seen lines already. You've seen me. Oh, Tyrone. Oh, my God. Oh, Melania over there in heaven, boy. She in heaven right now. And Trump back here. There's no collusion. It's a manhunt. It's a witch hunt. It's rigged. So today what I want to do on the show, all right, after talking about this, I'm gonna break down some, I'm gonna talk child support today. All right. And I'm gonna tell you how a couple of little things you can do to lower your child support. Ladies, if you owe child support, I'm gonna show you another way you can get your child support. Fellas, I'm gonna show you a way if you got an arrearage, how you can get rid of the arrearage. I'm gonna show you all that stuff today. All right. I'm gonna show you all that stuff today. You know, I wonder, but see, this sometimes, like, I'd be watching Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I wonder, does she just walk in the back like, man, I'm so tired of lying? Because she got to stand up there every day and lie. Every day. Every day. Wouldn't you get tired of that? I mean, it's just unbelievable, man. All right, so tomorrow. Let me be completely transparent with y'all for a minute. You all know Omarosa is a friend of mine. Now, I wasn't going to interview Omarosa. I just wasn't going to do it because I was like, you know, I'm your friend before I'm an interviewer to have you on my show. But she wants to do the show. So tomorrow she's going to come on and do the show. She's going to reveal some stuff that she hasn't told anybody else. So you probably want to tell all your friends and family members they need to, listen to the show tomorrow. But I wasn't going to do this interview, but, she wants to do it. So we're going to do it. We'll do the interview. She'll come on and say what she has to say. But I will tell you this. If you haven't read her book is a good read. It is. And if she had not recorded everything that she recorded, nobody would believe this was happening. And it's a lot of stuff that's going on in that White House that people don't know nothing about. So you all, it'd be interesting tomorrow. All right. So tomorrow, now when we come back out of break, a couple of things. Is True Fighter 13 in here yet, y'all? Let me know when Truth Fighter 13 comes into the chat room on YouTube, because I want to announce something when he comes in there. When we come back, we'll start working on child support. And then if Truth Fighter 13 is in here, I'll do the announcement when I come back. You listen to WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist. What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax. What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
Alright, so I'm going to break down this child support stuff for you, but again, I want you guys to be aware. Look, President Trump's not going away. He's not getting impeached. Hasn't happened in the history of this country. It's not going to happen now. So people need to get over that. And then people need to realize that this man can win re-election and probably will. Unless Michelle Obama runs or Biden with the right person, I don't think the Democrats have a shot in hell to beat Trump. I don't think they can beat him. So even with all this stuff that's going on and all this stuff that happened, see, y'all got to understand something, right? Look, I remember when Trump first announced he was going to run, I told y'all he could win. Now, I fell for the okey-doke when he came out with the Access Hollywood tape. And I was like, man, these people, these soccer moms and suburban moms are not going to vote for this man now that they got this audio tape of him talking about he can just grab a woman by her private area. Guess what? I was wrong. They still voted for him. I mean, so I don't think this is going to be enough to make them not vote for him, especially with the economy booming. I just don't see it. Now, with that being said, let me do this before I do the child support. So yesterday I talked to you guys about the importance of if all of you came together, if it was 300 of you and you did $100 a month, and you came together and you put, you know, X amount of dollars together, you can go open up beauty supply chain and open up a franchise, because you could open up 3 to 5 stores. Well, I did a little research yesterday, and what I figured out, the cost of opening up one of these businesses will run between $25,000 and $50,000 based on where you open them up at. If you're opening them up in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, LA, you're looking at about $50,000. If you're opening them up in Dallas, Houston, Charlotte, Raleigh, you're looking at about $25,000 to $30,000. Now, I told you guys yesterday, I said, look, what we'll do is this. We're going to do this. What I'm going to do, because, see, I want to do this church, but see, I'm a do this to create the church. Because if I do this, then the creation of the church will become a lot easier, because at that point, I ain't got to show y'all how to do nothing, because y'all know how to do everything yourself. So what I want to do is this. Everybody's going to save their own money. We're going to pick a date. We're going to pick a date, and everybody's going to have their money on this day and time. This way, if you don't have the money right now, you got plenty of time to get the money 6-8 months later. You might get a raise. You might get an extra job. You may get a new job. You might hit the lottery, you know, your tax returns, whatever you want to do. All right. So this way you got time to get your money together. You ain't got to worry about doing something every month. You just got to have it on this day and time. All right. Now, this is what I want y'all to do, because see, I need to know how many people really want to do it. So Ava and Aaron, Ava Joy and Truth Fighter 13 has volunteered, so I'm going to use them. I want you guys to email them, Ava and Truth Fighter 13, if y'all could put y'all email on the chat and let people email you. And all y'all got to do is email them and say, I'm in. Now, Ava and Aaron, I just need to know how many people y'all got from that point. Now, once we know the number of people who are going to be in, who's going to be a part of it, right? At that point, then I will create the LLC for the company. I will get the EIN for the company. I will get the incorporation done in Delaware for the company. I will set everything up now so that when we get to that date, all we got to do is have our money and we're ready to go open up the businesses. Okay? So, Ava and Truth Fighter 13, I need y'all to put your emails out so people can email y'all. Then you all just need to tell me how many people we got that's going to be in it, so we'll know realistically how many people we got that's going to really be participating in this. So this is what I need from you guys right now so that we can have an idea of how many people. And if you know what, and for everybody who emails, could you do me this favor too? Put what city you live in, because what I'm going to try to do, if it's 10 of y'all in Atlanta, we're going to try to do a store in Atlanta. If it's 10 of y'all in Charlotte, we're going to try to do a store in Charlotte, because that way you guys are there locally to be able to see what's going on and help everything that's happening. So, and see, here we go. Bruh Earth, see, let me just say this, Bruh Earth. Let me handle this part of this. If you don't understand it, just let me do it. Why incorporate in Delaware? Because Delaware and Nevada are two states that are most friendly to anybody that's incorporating. If you go look at any major business, they usually incorporated in Delaware or Nevada. And it's the reason why is because the laws are set up to protect you more in those particular states. So let me do what I know how to do, and you just do what I'm asking you to do, and we'll be fine. So let me do what I know how to do on my end. All right. This is the stuff I know. I know this kind of stuff like the back of my hand. So this is why I'm setting this up this way. I know what I'm doing on this stuff right here. So please let me do what I know how to do. It's the reason why I'm doing everything I'm doing, and it's to protect us. Everything I do is to protect us from anything legally happening, suing and everything else, and taxes and everything else. So let me do what I'm doing, because I'm doing it for a reason. I'm not just picking Delaware to be picking Delaware, believe me. So just trust me on what I'm doing. I'm doing it for a reason. So we're going to, but see, Delaware is different than Nevada because there's no state taxes. You ain't got to divulge the CEO and all the other stuff. So that's why Delaware, y'all. It's a reason why I'm doing Delaware. It's a reason. So everybody email Ava and Truth Fighter 13. Let me get the number of people who want to do it. Then after we get the number of people who want to do it, then we'll pick a date. And somebody said May 1st, because May 1st, everybody will have had time to do their taxes and recover from Christmas and everything else, because you know y'all going to spend some money at Christmas. So maybe we'll do it like that, do May 1st as the date, because that'll be right after tax time, and everybody should be able to have their tax stuff by then. So maybe we'll do it that way. So, but I'll let you guys, you know, we'll collectively talk about that and see which day is the best for everybody else. So it's a reason why I'm picking Delaware, y'all. Trust me, man. Trust me, please. I'm trying to protect us. I'm always thinking like that. How do we do the best thing to protect us? So believe me, it's a reason for everything. All right. So email Ava, email Truthfighter 13. We come back, I'll get into the child support stuff now. All right. We'll be right back.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, I'm about to break down this child support, but I want to just say this so everybody kind of understands something, right? Look, don't get caught up in this president. This president will be gone in the next 6 to 2 years. Every 4 to 8 years, the president changes. And no matter who the president is, you're always going to have people in the Senate and the House who want to tear this president down, always. And the reality of it is this. If you are not in the 1% in this country, these people are not caring about you. See, this is one of the greatest lies ever put on America. Now, you know what? Before I do the child support, let me give y'all a little history, right? So, we are taught in America that we broke away from the crown for what reason? Why did we break away from the crown? Taxation without representation, right? Isn't that why we broke away from the crown? Shinobi, I see you, brother. You know. We are taught every day in this country, in history class, the United States was formed to create a more perfect union, and we were formed because we were breaking away from the crown because we was paying taxation without representation, right? This is what we're taught in this country. I'm finna mess your whole thought process up in a minute. Your whole thought process, how you look at this country, is going to forever change when I tell you what I'm going to tell you right now. Now, this is something I've never said publicly on air. And the reason I've never said this publicly is because I know once I put this out here, it's going to be some trouble for me. But I'm going to put it out here because this is stuff they don't want you to know. Go read why we broke away from the crown. It's in the preamble of the Constitution, to be honest with you. They talk about the king. They talk about how he was putting people on ships and he was missing meetings, and they made him look like he was a crazy man. And they did this in order to get support from France and other nations on why the United States should be its own nation. Okay? If you don't believe me, go read the preamble of the Constitution. Like I said, you'll see the stories right there. All right? Now, let me give you the truth of why we broke away from the crown. And let me tell you where to find the truth. You can find the truth in Toronto or in Montreal or Ontario, Canada. You go to any museum in Canada. Or if you get any high school history book in Canada, you will learn the truth. The reason why America broke away from the crown is because England, along with Canada and other nations, moved to abolish slavery. America did not want to abolish slavery. So they made the king look crazy, so that they would have the right to be able to break away and create their own nation. They didn't want to get rid of slavery, y'all. That was the whole reason. It had nothing to do with taxation without representation. That's the story they tell us. It had to do with the fact that the 1% did not want slavery to end. Now, what they did was they made the king look crazy. And because there was no representation and it was taxation, that's the argument they made for the people. Look, y'all paying taxes and y'all ain't even got representation. Y'all should want to fight. Y'all should want to be free. That's the argument they gave the people. But behind closed doors, the real reason was they didn't want to end slavery. even though the first man in this revolt who was killed was a black man. Crispus Attucks. I mean, we are taught so much wrong stuff in this country. And when you go out of the country and you read other people's version of our history, it make you be like, what the hell are we teaching our kids? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But we are taught, man, look, it was taxation with no representation. No, it was because of slavery. And what they did was they convinced the poor, the 99%, that they were fighting because of that taxation without representation. But it was because they wanted to keep slavery in place. That was the whole purpose. And then once slavery ended, they needed central banks to make everybody become slaves. See, everybody walking around this country right now think they are free. You ain't free. You in slavery right now and don't even realize it. You an indentured servant right now. Think about how crazy it is. You can own your house and you still got to pay taxes on it. You own the house, you own the land, and you got to pay taxes on what you own. Or they can come take it from you. You're an indentured servant all the way because of the way we got our banking and IRS system set up. So you are working jobs you don't even want to work because you got to pay stuff that you shouldn't even have to pay for. But see, we don't think about it like that. We don't look at it like that. We look at everything in black person this, white person that, Latino person this, not realizing if you're not in the 1%, you all are enslaved. You all are enslaved. You just don't realize it. You think you living, hey, I'm free. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. No, 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 no. The way this system is set up for all of us to be indentured servants. That's the thing that people don't realize. And the brilliance of the 1% isn't their money and wealth. It's the fact that they convince us, the 99%, to fight and believe in things that they want us to fight and believe into. Think of you done convinced poor people to fight your wars for you. If you go look in the military right now, if you lined up everybody in the military, they come from the 99%. You may have out of 100,000 people in any branch of the military, you might have two people who come from wealth, maybe two. Everybody else comes from either an impoverished community, whether they're white, black, or other, or they come from a working middle class, meaning that if their parents lost their jobs, they would be in poverty too. But nobody talks about this. Nobody thinks about this. And see, if you don't believe it's like that, why do you think they treat veterans the way they've been treating them all these years? They don't treat them right in the hospitals. You got, if go to Washington, D.C. When you go to D.C., go to the Capitol, go to the monuments at night and see how many veterans are out there sleeping who are homeless on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. They didn't serve this country and nobody's helping them. Why? Because they come from poverty. They come from working middle class. They weren't part of the 1%. See, you gotta understand, man, this whole stuff, we get caught up in this race thing in this country so deeply that we don't even understand that that's all part of the 1%'s plan. And if you know the real history of this country, it was created. This is why I tell my white brothers and sisters this all the time. If you weren't part of the 1%, this Constitution wasn't written for you. It was written for the landowners. It was written for the 1%, for them to protect their stuff, their property. The reason we broke from the crown was to keep slavery, not because of taxation without representation. That's what they told the poor to convince them to fight. Because they couldn't win without the poor people jumping in and helping them fight. So don't get caught up in all this stuff, man. This is why I'm telling y'all. Don't get caught up in what people are saying or thinking about Trump. Whatever. Worry about what we can do, what we can fix, what we can make better. What we can do as a community, as a country, as a nation. Don't worry about forget what they're doing over here. Don't worry about it. Because in the end, every 4 to 8 years, it's going to be a different person sitting in that presidency. If you really want change in this country, what we all should be demanding is term limits. Because if you put term limits up there, then you can get poor people elected who will go in there and think like a poor person and try to help everybody. All right, we come back. Let me get on this child support. You listen to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about child support. Now, first, what I want to do is define to you what child support is. Because, see, what I found with child support is a lot of times people think, well, if I make him pay child support, he has to spend time with his child. Child support isn't for spending time with the child. Child support is just what it says in the name, support. Of the child. Okay? So, if you want him to spend more time with the child, it's called visitation, not child support. All right? That's the first thing we need to clarify. We need to clarify that. Because a lot of times, people are, well, I'm only putting him in child support because he won't spend no time with the kid. That's not going to make him spend time with the kid. Okay? So, if you're only putting him in there because of that, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Secondly, fellas, let me say this to you. If you are the non-custodial parent, meaning that the child is with the mother living there, and you getting the child every other weekend or once during the week or however you're doing it, do not complain about child support. Warren, you tripping. Why can't I complain? Let me tell you why you shouldn't complain about child support. You're not waking up in the middle of the night when that child is sick. You're not driving them back and forth to school. You're not feeding them. You're not bathing them. You're not clothing them. You're not doing none of the stuff that's happening every single day. You're not doing none of that. She bought a new car with my money. Does your child ride in that car? Yeah. So your child got a new car with your money, not her. Okay? She bought a new house with my money. Does your child live in that house? Yeah. Then your child got a new house, not her. See, you have to understand, you have to look at this from a different point of view because you're a parent, but you got freedom that the custodial parent doesn't have. You can go out every night. You can bring a different chick home every night. You ain't got to worry about her running into your kid. You ain't got to worry about that. She got to worry about that if she go out every night, if she bring a different dude home every night, she got her kids there. And see, I'm talking from experience, man. I didn't realize how extensive it was until I was like, okay, let me move where y'all at. I'm a pick up, take her to school every day. I'm going to do everything every day. She's going to be at my house every day to 9 or 10 o'clock and sometimes spend the night. Man, eat up your whole day. Like, man, you've been doing this? Man, hey, how much you need? Okay, I got you. I got you. How much? Thank you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been tripping ever. I'm sorry. I mean, so you have to understand that it is that money that you give it, even though it's a lot for you, it's nothing compared to what the custodial parent is doing, right? Now, This is the other thing I want you to understand, fellas. The more kids you have, the more support you pay. So this is what I would suggest to any dude. This is just my suggestion. Now, you know, you ain't got to listen to me. I know it'd be so good to you. Sometimes you can't help yourself. I get it. Well, I don't get it because I ain't never been like that. But I get it. Stop having kids, man. If you having 5 or 6 kids and then you got 3 or 4 baby mamas, your child support going to be crazy. And you, man, I ain't got no money to live with. You should have married one of them doctor or live with them or something, because you in this situation, not because of them, because of you. Because of you. If you would stop having babies, you wouldn't have all this money being taken out. You can't get mad at the women. It's your fault, dog. How you gonna get mad at the women? Man, they tripping. My baby's mamas. Yo, what? Babies? Was that plural? No wonder you ain't got no money. How many you got? Oh, I got 4. Man, look, bruh, don't even talk to me about complaining. Don't even talk to me about complaining. Because you put yourself in this predicament. You did. You put yourself in this predicament. Nobody else did it to you. You did it to you. You can't be mad and bitter at the women. Because you knew when you got with them, you didn't want to be with them like that. You didn't want to be with them like that. So why even? And see, that's the other thing, fellas. Look, stop making these women think you love them and want to be with them when you know it's just, you just smashing. Just be real with it. Sometimes women just want to smash too. They don't want nothing. They just want to smash you. Hey, I like you. I want to get down, but I ain't trying to be with you like that. Women like that, they just like dudes. In fact, they worse than us. Everybody think men are the super aggressive, horny ones. Women off the charts, bruh. If you just let them know, if they want to play, they going to play. You ain't even got, see, the thing about a woman, you ain't even got to lie, a grown woman, you ain't even got to lie to a grown woman. Because if she want to play, she don't even care what your situation is. I mean, you literally just got to, hey, I tell my boys this all the time, they laugh at me all the time. Because they'd be like, man, you be overthinking stuff. No, I'm not. I always think about, okay, if I sleep with this person, what's going to be this down the line? What's going to be the consequences? Are we going to be able to still be friends? Is it still going to be cool? Is it going to be awkward? I think about stuff like that. You got to think about stuff. You have to think about this stuff. So, we come back. Ladies, I'm going to tell you how to get your money if you owed it. Fellas, I'm going to tell you how to lower your child support. Now, fellas, a lot of y'all ain't going to want to do this once I tell you what you got to do. But if you do it, it will decrease your child support. If you got an arrearage, fellas, I'm going to tell you how to fix your arrearage problem. We come back. You listen to WB.